Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Getting to things more serious, we of course were talking about this new HIV strain that seemed to be identified in the Netherlands. It progresses to AIDS faster, but I do believe that it is responsive to treatment. What does that mean for us here in South Africa? Professor Linda Gail Becker, Professor of Medicine and Chief Operating Officer at the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks, Howard. Nice to chat.
Nice to speak to you. How much of a concern is this?
You know, Howard, I don't think we need to be concerned. I mean, at this point, first of all, the BCLADE is something that has circulated mostly in North America and Europe. So just to remind South Africans, the subtype or clade or variant of HIV that we have here is C. So B, this is a, if you like, a close cousin of the B, has been circulating actually for some time in the Netherlands, but has only just been properly kind of identified now. So I don't think it's something that's going to overwhelm us since it hasn't done that yet. And also, as you say, it's responsive to treatment. So as long as we continue with our current strategy, which is identify people as soon as possible, start them on treatment and keep them on treatment, it seems to be that recipe will work for this strain as well.
How common are new variants with HIV? You know, we're so now used to hearing about COVID that we think this is happening every couple of months.
Yeah, so there are big changes. It's a little bit like flu. You know, with flu, we have small changes that happen frequently, and then there are bigger changes, which mean we have to change our vaccine. And that's why they monitor when the vaccine needs a big change. Now, with HIV, the family, if you like, split quite early on and became geographic. So I'm already sort of described, we have C, there's B in North America, and there's BE, for instance, which is a mix in Southeast Asia. Now, within those clades, there's quite a lot of variation. And then within an individual, there's lots of little mutations that happen, and that's how our virus can become multi-drug resistant. So even within our bodies, those mutations happen where if we don't take our antiretrovirals well, our virus can develop mutations which make it resistant to the antiviral therapy. So if you're talking about small changes, that's happening incredibly frequently. The bigger changes, which change your whole sort of lineage, that happens less frequently. And that's why I think this has made the news, because it's kind of big enough to get a name of its own, as it were. Yeah.
But if somebody lives in South Africa and they've got a particular variant, they are on all the correct medication, is there a possibility that what they have can mutate or change, or will they always be infected or affected by the same variant?
Yeah, so if I today get infected with the C-clade, I'm going to go down that C-clade lineage. So another way of thinking this is, you know, I'm Linda Gail Becker, so my ancestry is the Becker lineage, if you like. So that will stick with me. I, you know, marry someone else and then I get a mixture in my child. That may happen. So that's what's happened in Southeast Asia, where you have the BE lineage now sort of going down that road. But within ourselves, the virus we have may undergo these smaller changes. In fact, it almost certainly does. It's an RNA virus. So like COVID, it makes these changes. Now, generally, that is not a problem, although it helps us figure out who gave the virus to who and how it sort of moved around in a network. It only really becomes problematic when we get these resistance mutations. So as long as the virus is still sensitive to antivirals, we don't really care. What we care about is when it becomes resistant to the antiviral agents. And when you pass on a virus that has resistant mutations, you pass those mutations on. So I can become infected today by a resistant virus. that then means my options for treatment are limited from the get-go. Although I did not kind of mess up my treatment, I end up with a treatment that is messed up. Mm. So it is quite important to know that.
So in other words, when somebody is diagnosed with HIV, do we actually identify which strain it is? Or do we assume because it's South Africa, the majority of the people, suffering from HIV or with HIV are carrying the same variant?
You're right. We looked some years ago. It's more of an academic interest. We looked some years ago, and to be honest, what had happened was that people who were tending to have sex more with visitors from Europe were the B-clade type people, and people who'd always lived in South Africa and tended to have sex with South Africans, if I can put it that way, were C-clade. Obviously, where people were having mixed relations, we had mixtures in those populations of B and C. It's more of an academic interest. It doesn't really make a difference, as I say, as long as the virus is sensitive to treatment.
Yeah. And how have we done during the COVID pandemic? Have people maintained their treatment? Have they been as vigilant during COVID as before?
We've seen a mixture, Howard. And, generally, I think the epidemic has suffered, the HIV epidemic. I think our focus has been diverted. I think we've seen an increase of mother-to-child transmission in certain areas. So, yes, I think we do need to get our attention back on the epidemic. But individuals, I think there's been a varied response. I think some have, sort of deprioritized HIV, but some people really recognize that antiretrovirals are their lifeline, and they've done, by hook or by crook, they've managed to keep on with their antiretrovirals, and obviously that's really, really important to do.
It's so interesting because this is definitely a theme. We spoke about malaria the other day. We spoke about awareness around cancer education, and there is no doubt in my mind that the intense focus, and I'm not suggesting that it was incorrect, but the intense focus on COVID has had the unintended consequences of other illnesses receiving less attention than they need to receive.
Yeah, we have to somehow find a way to walk and chew at the same time. I think in the future, somehow this needs to not deprioritize. It needs to say, how do we bring this in and integrate it into our response, but really keep everything moving forward, because all of these, and HIV and TB and malaria, if you're not keeping your progress moving forward, then they backslide. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. It is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. That was a fascinating, fascinating conversation and a very, very important one. Professor Linda Gale-Becker, Professor of Medicine and Chief Operating Officer of the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation.